We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are speaking about the dialogues of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. As many of you know, the infallible and divinely appointed Imams, the Immaculate Imams, alayhim as-salam, peace and blessings upon them all, they were individuals who made donations and they helped the needy, usually in secret. Yes, there were some acts of charity that they did in public in order to promote the concept and the act of charity amongst the people. But a lot of the charity that they did in secret. And not only was it done in a manner where other people didn't know, sometimes the people that they were giving the charity to also did not know. It is very famous and related quite often how they used to help the poor in the dark of the nights, carrying different packages of food or bread or meat or money upon their shoulders. And so it was only when they would pass away, when they were martyred, when they left this world, that people would realize that it was these individuals who were helping them. So one day, Ismail ibn Jabir, he says that Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam, he gave me 50 dinars in a small pack and told me to pass it to a Hashimi person without letting that person know about the source of this 50 dinars donation. So Ismail ibn Jabir says, I went to that Hashimi person, that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had told me about, and I gave that person the small pack. And so that Hashimi person, he asked me about the source of this packet, which included 50 dinars. So I informed him that it was from someone who did not want you to know who it was. And then the Hashimi person replied, "This person has been sending me this kind of money, and he is helping me to deal with the problems in my life, while I have never received anything from Ja'far." And so here the Ja'far that this Hashimi person is speaking about, of course, is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And so it's a very powerful dialogue that, you know, is occurring here between Ismail ibn Ja'bir and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and this Hashimi person. And even though there's a lot of things that we can talk about, but we were running out of time on the segment, but one thing that really, I think, stuck out, and it sticks out for everybody who's listening to the program, is that in this individual, for some reason, had this, you know, bad idea about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, you know, thinking that he has never sent him anything. But in reality, because we know what's happening behind the scenes, it was Imam Sadiq alayhi salam who had always been sending this individual money. And so we have to be incredibly careful before we start to point the finger at others and blame others and look down upon others who in reality could be our well-wishers. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about a situation and share with you a very important event yesterday. When we look at the Muslim world at the moment, unfortunately, you know, 15 years ago, we never even thought about it, that Muslims would be killing one another the way we see now. And the way it's going on, we don't really see the end. Whether it's in Pakistan, or you look at the situation in Iraq, or the situation in Syria, to an extent even in Egypt now. And when we look at all these, you know, bloodshed between Muslims themselves, and in most cases the Muslim is the Shia, and the Zalim is the Salafi. You know, it becomes very difficult. How do we, you know, have a dialogue with other Muslims between the Shia and the Sunni? And this is where we had to go back to the seerah of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. We had to identify and separate those who have hatred towards Ahlul Bayt to the extent of where they become violence again, the followers of Ahlul Bayt. From those who do not share our view, but have a respect for the Ahlul Bayt. So first of all, that differentiation has to be there. We cannot, you know, look at all others and say, you know, they are all same. No, there is a Salafi extremist group who is doing these things. But then we have a very large Sunni population who do not believe in the Ahlul Bayt the way we believe. But they don't have hatred towards the Ahlul Bayt. And they don't have the hatred towards the Shia either. And this is where it becomes even more difficult in that environment, that what do we do? And I think one of the things that we would want from the leaders of the Sunni world is that when these kinds of acts of violence is committed, they should speak out openly to condemn that. This is just one thing. But then we have to even get closer as far as the issue of dialogue between the Muslims themselves is concerned. And alhamdulillah, things have been gradually being done on these areas, because if we do not stop and openly condemn these kinds of, you know, violence in the name of sectarianism, you will see that bloodshed has already reached London, England. It's not that far that these kinds of things can come across the Atlantic and reach to this part of the world.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.